Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 412, Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, your Friday afternoon. You've had a rough week. That's about how I could sum it up there.
Come on to us.
This weekend, go out and do yourself a favor. Be kind to yourself. Do something special for yourself. You deserve it after these past few days.
Yeah, get yourself something nice.
Hey, here's something else. It's kind of nice. The days are getting longer as spring creeps closer. See, I can see some smiles coming up there.
Yeah.
44 days until daylight savings time begins on Sunday, the 9th of March. Spring officially arrives Thursday, March 20th. So, folks, hang in there for a few more weeks. Spring is not that far away from us. They did make a change. I wanted to pass this on to you because we've been talking about this for quite a while. If you want to be a Pensacola Beach lifeguard, your chance is here, but delayed just a bit. Preparations are underway for the 25 beach season. Pensacola Beach lifeguards are conducting tryouts now, February 8th. At the UWF Aquatics Center, that's in Building 72 on campus. Goal is to have the guards on area beaches by March. It was originally scheduled for this Saturday, but due to the wintry conditions, they moved it. So there you go.
All righty.
If you want to be a lifeguard.
Yeah, yeah. You never know. It's not for me, but, you know, that
I'm glad they're there. I'm glad they're there.
That says a lot more about me than it does about the line of work.
Absolutely. I'd much rather have one of those guys
than me
saving me than you floundering the water than having to save you.
Yeah, yeah. I would just make matters worse.
Hey, that would play really weird. Before we jump into our normal programming for Maddox here, if you don't mind. Remember on the show yesterday, we had Matt Coughlin on from the airport.
Yes.
Discussing the operations, and he was saying, you know, it's going to take a few days. Listen, those people at Pensacola International are good. They've already got this thing squared away. I'm looking on the board today. It's good. Whole board. As a matter of fact, if they want to put a little bit of insult to injury, there's a Frontier flight, 3930, coming out of Denver. Touchdown time scheduled for 6:39. And they say, we laugh in your face today. Expect that flight almost 30 minutes earlier, 6:18 this afternoon.
Yeah,
so the operation's looking good out at PNS International. Now, as I rudely interrupted you.
Right. After that song and dance, it's just about 4:15. So we're just in time for traffic and weather together anyway. This update brought to you by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems with the most trusted brands, expert installation, and 24/7 support. You can learn more at GeneratorSource.com. Looking at the roads here, it's actually not looking too bad on our map here, and it kind of betrayed me yesterday. But based on what I'm seeing and based on headlines that I have not seen, it looks like some I-110 action traveling southbound, especially towards the downtown Pensacola area, is still closed at this time. But outside of that, it looks like some of I-110 has been reopened, of course. I-10 opened up last night. Looking at our usual spots where we typically deal with evening congestion, there's not too much going on. Were you going to say something, Chris?
Yeah, one of the reasons for that 110 freeway situation is because of the shading effects.
Yes.
And the elevation of the overpass itself. More air sweeping up underneath of it, maintaining kind of that refrigerator's type syndrome. And it's doing a very good job of it this afternoon. I want to still stress to you, if the north end of the Bay Center, the shaded end, this is the one closest to the on-ramp going up to the 110 freeway, it's still icy. So just keep it really slow going around that corner.
Yeah, I went to visit my my grandmother earlier today, and on the way to her place, there's a lot of trees, and that ice will linger. So don't think, just because the sun's out and it's 52 degrees right now, don't think the ice is going to go away.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
As for tonight, though, the low is officially 30. Saturday will be high of 54, low of 43. And Sunday, high of 62, low of 49. It is insane to think that we had 10 inches of snow in Milton just a few days ago, and now the high is going to be 62 on Sunday.
Love it. Love it, love it, love it. Okay, stocks ending down today, edging back from the all-time highs. Laura Cantner has those numbers.
Americans were feeling a little more cautious this month. The University of Michigan's consumer sentiment reading declined to 71.1. Those surveyed were concerned about the labor market and the impact of planned tariffs on imports. U.S. economic activity increased at a slower pace at the start of 2025, with the services sector leading the way. Shares of Venture Global opened below its IPO price in its stock market debut Friday, after the natural gas exporter lowered its estimated price range. Stocks tanking Friday, the Dow Jones ending down 141, S&P 500 down 17, NASDAQ down 99. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
All righty, 417 here. I want to let you know that in about 10, 11 minutes or so, we will be giving away a pair of tickets to the Celtic Angels performance. We gave away a couple pairs to that event yesterday, and they spread like wildfire. My goodness, people were dropping in right away. So, of course, when I give those away and when I have you text in something with a little simple prompt, just be sure to, you know, be extra careful. I should have been saying that all week. Be careful when you're on the roads trying to do these prompts. Don't get reckless, especially if you're in a shaded area.
Okay, a cold and dry conditions, they are going to be returning to the area starting into this next week. Prime conditions for wildfires. Scambia County Fire Rescue's Battalion Chief Dan Brask is saying in dry, windy conditions, doesn't take much time for a fire to get out of control, and recommends residents avoid burning, especially coming up this week.
Yes.
After the moisture kind of evaporates from the ground, or the terra firma,
right,
or the topography, the mess it caused out there.
Right, absolutely.
So be careful. Dryness is on the way.
All righty. And, you know, speaking of dryness, one of the, and I'm so fortunate that this is not a problem in our area, but one of the main things we've been talking about over the course of these past couple of weeks is the L.A. wildfires, all the turmoil that's come from that. And one of our top stories today, President Trump, he is going to be meeting with Gavin Newsom today in Los Angeles. And one of the biggest head turners of this entire press hype that has led up to this exchange is Trump had threatened to halt federal wildfire aid to Los Angeles unless his unrelated demands were met. Speaking earlier today in North Carolina, Trump said California must pass a voter ID law. He also said California must transport more water from Northern California to Southern. While sharing water has been a debate in California for decades, it did not impact the recent LA fires, and that's because most LA reservoirs are full. However, LA firefighting efforts were hurt by poor water distribution on the local level and a key reservoir that was offline for repairs.
419 News Radio 92.3, and I think they basically have to worry about do Californians still want to remain part of the United States. That's a big movement out there.
Yeah, there are people who discuss that. Yeah.
Okay. I'll wait for that one.
Yeah. Hey. We will lie in wait. We will be you'll be the first. You will hear it here first if California secedes.
There you go, right along company lines there. Good for you. Israelis waiting for Hamas to announce which hostages they're going to be releasing next. Jonathan Savage has an update on this trending story.
The truce between Israel and Hamas states that four more hostages will be released from Gaza this weekend. Their identities should be revealed today. The four are expected to be female, likely one civilian, and three members of the Israeli armed forces. They'll be set free in exchange for the release of as many as 180 Palestinian prisoners. Hamas is also due to give more details on the 30 other hostages they've agreed to return home in phase one of the ceasefire plan. Those details should include which of them are still alive. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Do you think those odds are in favor of anybody? You got four for 180?
I don't know.
How
if
about
I would.
Those odds? I'm just glad they're coming home.
Yes, absolutely. I was about to say, if we're talking money here, no. Maybe
we're
the
just,
numbers
we're
are
just
mean
glad
more.
They're coming home.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
It's not a fair ratio.
No, mathematically it's not. You are correct. 420 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, the White House says deportation flights for illegal immigrants have started. We got details on that whole movement and those Celtic Angel tickets coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Sarah, Happy New Year. You look amazing. How are things with you and Mark?
Lisa, I can't thank you enough for telling me about Wave Men's Health. We've totally rediscovered each other. Mark's working out. Oh, and we're doing more as a family than laying around watching TV.
I told you, they're incredible. My husband and I had the same experience. It's like having that spark all over again, isn't it?
Exactly. It's more than the physical. It's the connection, the energy. It's the best gift we could have given ourselves.
This new year, make the resolution that changes it all. Wave Men's Health brings you proven options for ED, low testosterone, and enhancement. reignite your drive, rebuild your confidence, and show up in the moments that matter most.
Here's to more love and more joy in the year ahead.
Cheers to that.
Book your appointment today at WaveMensHealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. That's WaveMensHealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Step right up to the spotlight, folks. Short Attention Span Theater is back by popular demand, lighting up the stage again for another unforgettable performance at Pensacola Little Theater. Prepare to be transported as they delve into a night filled with one-act plays. PLT's black box-style production promises an intimate experience, perfect for those looking to dip their toes into the vibrant world of theater. Showings January 24th through February 2nd. To learn more or buy your tickets, visit PensacolaLittleTheater.com or stop by the PLT box office.
David Petronis is a Republican Florida congressional candidate and the Florida chief financial officer, and he joins me now. Donald Trump has endorsed you. He says, Jimmy Petronis has done a tremendous job as CFO. Petronis has my complete and total endorsement. Run, Jimmy, run, he said.
That's my plan. Look, I'm born and raised in the Panhandle. I love this part of the state. But we've got an open border policy that's got to be closed. We will close that. We have got to restore our confidence in our military and give them the support that they deserve. We will do that with the Trump administration.
He said, run, Jimmy, run, and you said, yes, sir. We'll see how it all plays out.
It's been a wild ride these past few weeks. I've met so many great people, and with your support, I'll be the voice in Washington fighting for you, putting America first every single day. The president can count on me, and so can you. I'm Jimmy Petronis, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. I'd be honored to have your support on January the 28th. Paid for by friends of Jimmy Petronis, Inc.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, where you can meet up and wine all you want. Costello's has all your barbecue needs ready for pickup, from Wagyu tomahawks, Wagyu chuck steaks, to quarter-pound colossal Wagyu hot dogs, briskets, pork butts, and so much more. At Costello's, you'll find all the best boarhead sandwich meats and cheeses, plus everything ready from charcuterie boards to chicken salad and the best dessert pies, all at Costello's Butcher Shop, Deli, Fine Wine, and Cheeses. Find them today on the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive in Pensacola.
It's Customer Appreciation Month at Darrell's Sewing of Pensacola, with special sale pricing on selected Bernina and Burnett machines through January 21st, and free online classes with the purchase of a Baby Lock machine through January 28th. Darrell's is the largest sewing machine dealer in the area, offering a variety of sewing machines, sergers, and embroidery systems, plus furniture, fabrics, and various craft supplies. Financing is available. Darrell's Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway, between Creighton and Burgess, or online at sewinginpensacola.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Yeah, Steelers will. News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price, and you've got a Friday afternoon. A good one, too. Not bad. A little misleading. It is cold outside.
Yes.
If you really want to get down to it, it is sunny, breezy, and cold, just simply because of that wind factor. And I think that's what really gets you out there. Sometimes the temperature being in the 50s or so, and you go, whoo, it feels like it's in the 30s. Well, it probably does with your Phil feel-good temperature, as they say.
Right.
Hey, let's talk about the maybe 51st state of the U.S. We're talking about Canada here this afternoon. Got a couple of political things that might get you a little jazzed up. Outgoing Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau threatens retaliation if President Trump makes good on his plan to tariff Canada. Jeff Manasso has more on this report.
President Trump has said he plans to tariff Canada at a 25% rate starting February 1st, prompting outgoing Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to say the country will respond with similar tariffs, driving up Americans' prices for autos, lumber, and oil. Though Trump speaking virtually to the World Economic Forum Thursday, saying,
"We don't need them to make our cars, and they make a lot of them. We don't need their lumber because we have our own forests, et cetera, et cetera. We don't need their oil and gas."
The president also says that, like other nations, Canada's inability to meet military obligations to NATO is a major sticking point and part of an ongoing trade conversation that must be addressed. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
428 News Radio 92.3. I'm so glad we're not talking about snowfall this afternoon.
Same here.
You know what I'm saying? Russian president, while we keep it in the kind of the genre of politics, Trump, foreign names,
right.
Let me tell you, Russian President Vladimir Putin says he and President Trump should meet face-to-face to talk about ending the war in the Ukraine. Wow, I know that could set off a firecracker on both sides. Jonathan Savage explains.
President Putin says a meeting with his American counterpart would be a good idea. He was asked on Russian TV about President Donald Trump's threat to hit Russia with new sanctions and tariffs if it doesn't negotiate an end to the Ukraine war. But President Putin pointed out a problem: Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky's decree banning peace talks with Russia. Vladimir Putin described President Trump as smart and pragmatic, saying he didn't believe the White House would enact sanctions that could rebound on the American economy. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Do you think any conspiracy theories will fly from that one?
Oh, absolutely. Come on. This ain't our first rodeo.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, we got to get traffic and weather, and then we got to give these tickets away.
Oh, go ahead.
This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. Expert guidance, personalized plans, your health your way. Looking at the roads here, we do have some heavy backups if you are traveling southbound on Blue Angel Parkway towards Dog Track Road. Also, at the intersection of Lillian Highway and Highway 98. We've got some very heavy congestion in that area as well. Be on the lookout for that. And thank you to a texter for bringing that to my attention. Also, if you're traveling southbound on I-110 heading towards downtown Pensacola, that is closed off, so you might want to not go that way. And also, I believe trying to get onto I-110 from down there is backed up or is closed off as well. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 52 degrees, low of 30. Tomorrow going to be high of 54, low of 43. All right, here's these tickets. We are giving away a pair of tickets to the Celtic Angels Ireland concert March 17th, St. Patrick's Day at the Sanger Theater.
Dance-a-thon.
Yes. And, you know, yesterday I mentioned that Celtics reminded me of the Celtics, so I thought, you know, of Celtics players.
The Boston Garden.
Yeah. But now, I was thinking, okay, Boston Celtics. So I love the rock band Boston. First person to text in Boston to 850-437-1620. Again, text in 850-437-1620, the name Boston. First person to do it gets those tickets.
Okay, very interesting. Those mortgage rates still hovering around 7% there, starting to decline somewhat. We'll go over those numbers with you during this next half hour. And a lot more. We got some sport. We're going to talk about the NBA All-Star Game.
Ooh.
Talk about the upcoming NFL games.
Yes.
Coming up on News Radio 92.3. Come on back.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Hamas is planning the release of four captive Israeli soldiers as part of the ceasefire deal between the militant group and Israel. Fox's Mike Tobin in Tel Aviv.
Four female Israeli soldiers scheduled to be released tomorrow. All of them were stationed at the Nahal Oz military base right next to the Gaza Strip.
Israel would then release 200 Palestinian prisoners in exchange for the four. President Trump proposing ending FEMA during his visit to Western North Carolina to see the damage from last year's Hurricane Helene.
President Trump met with state and local elected and emergency officials in Asheville. He said he knows there are still people without running water outside the city and that the Army Corps of Engineers is going to do more to make up for lost time here.
FEMA's turned out to be a disaster.
He would not commit to a timeline on ending FEMA.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal, the president also touring a wildfire ravaged Southern California this evening. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Frank Miller with Your Money Now. Well, stocks finished out the week with some modest losses this Friday amid an otherwise strong week. The Dow off around 140 points, the S&P down around 20, the NASDAQ off around 100. However, the markets were able to post weekly gains for the second consecutive week. In economic news, some revised consumer sentiment data from the University of Michigan said that sentiment was down more than expected in January. That's the first decrease in 6 months. Meanwhile, the National Association of Realtors said that existing home sales climbed more than expected in December. The NAR says that sales climbed 2.2% to an annual rate of 4.2 million. In corporate news, aerospace giant Boeing says that it's expecting a wider than expected loss in the fourth quarter, mainly due to worker stoppages as well as charges for its defense, space, and security programs. And in the commodity markets, oil futures finished flat today as President Trump continued to call on producers in Saudi Arabia and other OPEC nations to lower their prices. And that's your money now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. The Jets hiring Aaron Glenn is a fine hire, but what will they do at QB? If you bring back Aaron Rodgers, he'll probably play for one more year, and at best, the Jets could be a wildcard team. The Jets also aren't in a position to draft Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward, and I highly doubt Sam Darnold contemplates a return to the franchise. So yes, the Jets got their head coach, but they still have zero long-term plan at QB, and that's a problem. I'm Zach Gelb.
Paramount Plus is your streaming home for the NFL playoffs on CBS. It all comes down to this. As the Chiefs host the Bills in the AFC Championship presented by Intuit TurboTax, a trip to New Orleans is on the line Sunday at 6:30 Eastern, streaming live on Paramount Plus.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Paramount Plus is your streaming home for the NFL playoffs on CBS. It all comes down to this. As the Chiefs host the Bills in the AFC Championship presented by Intuit TurboTax, a trip to New Orleans is on the line Sunday at 6:30 Eastern, streaming live on Paramount Plus.
Early voting to replace ex-Congressman Matt Gaetz is happening now. This is your chance to vote in a new voice who has been with you every step of the way. I'm Michael Dylan Thompson, a Pensacola native and the only candidate on the ballot who voters petitioned to be there. In this Republican primary, you have a critical choice to make. Either the local who will fight for you or more of the same insider corruption. It's a choice between Northwest Florida values or the lobbyist-funded establishment. Instead of taking super PAC and special interest money to litter your mailbox with mailers, I'm asking you personally for your vote. Let's come together to bring in a new era of strong, conservative leadership as we fight to revitalize our infrastructure, protect our veterans, and battle those predatory insurance companies. AOC and the Democrats have a monopoly on the young vote, but we finally have the answer. This movement is how we strengthen our majority in the House and ensure our conservative values guide the future. Vote today for Michael Dylan Thompson, and let's make history together.
Paid for and approved by Michael Dylan Thompson, Republican for Congress.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the possible confirmation of Pete Hegseth to be Secretary of Defense. We had a really interesting interview with a representative from the Postal Service about why the weather caused there to not be mail delivery and how they're going to be resuming that service. We also did two candidate interviews for Tuesday's primary, current CFO of the state of Florida, Jimmy Patronis, and John Mills as well. Plus, the Transgressors Memorial Service, where we canceled Trump like 16 different ways. In jest. You can always catch the podcast at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Yes, and all of the things that I said that I wanted come rushing by in my head when I meet you. 14 joys and a will to be merry. All of the things that they say are very sentimental, gentle wind.
News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Bob, what's his last name? Bob.
I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, go ahead. You'll drive me crazy. It's Fleetwood Mac's original member, Bob.
Welch.
Welch, there you go.
Yeah, very very mellow song to come into this bottom of the hour.
That's one of my great favorite songs. Good job on that one. I have not heard a Bob Welch song from... Peter Green used to be in Fleetwood Mac also. And Lindsey Buckingham, of course, Stevie.
Yeah.
Christina McVie, Mick Fleetwood, you know.
Right.
Great band. Bob Welch was a part of building that whole thing. And so, yeah, that works out real well here. NBA. No, let me just remind me, because we're going to, like I mentioned to you a few minutes ago, ladies and gentlemen, that we were going to talk about the NBA. But I do want to remind you, get yourself all ready for this. I love this event. And every year, I crazily get up about 4:30 in the morning and go to the starting line of the double bridge run down here at Maritime. Anyway, it's on the way again. It's one of the premier 15K races in the country. It is coming on the way February 1st. Runners, of course, if you're new to the area, let me just kind of lay it out for you. The runners traverse the two bridges across Pensacola Bay and Santa Rosa Sound from downtown through Gulf Breeze onto Pensacola Beach. And in the middle of this craziness of humanity running, the 5K, which starts in Gulf Breeze for runners and walkers, they too head across to the beach. And then they have this huge party in the parking lot right there in front of Quiet Water Beach or Mommy's Beach, whatever you want to call it. So today, in support of that, our good friends over at Pensacola Sports, Amy Marquez, she's really the brains behind a lot of this operation. Right. She is going to join us at 5:12 this afternoon, and we're going to talk double bridge run and some of the great reasons why you should take it in this year.
All righty.
Quite an experience.
Yeah, before I carry on with the sports theme, I do want to give a quick check of the roads and weather. Brought to you by Tire Trust Incorporated, your full-service auto shop and tire dealer. You can find them in downtown Pensacola at Gregory and Balin. Put your trust in Tire Trust. Let's see. Just a quick check here, because we're going to get another check in about 5 minutes or so. We do have some backups on Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River, and also just a little bit on North Davis Highway near the intersection with Airport Boulevard, but that is very, very minor. Your worst looking spot is going to be this trifecta here of Lillian Highway traveling southbound towards Highway 98 and where 98 intersects with Lillian traveling westbound. Also, Blue Angel Parkway traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road. That just creates almost a triangle of not good times there. As for the weather, sitting at around 52 degrees, low of 30, high of 54, low of 43 is your Saturday forecast.
Okay, NBA aficionados, your day's come here. The starters for the February NBA All-Star Game in San Francisco have been announced, and Joe Morgan is all over this story.
Two Knicks players were named starters in the Eastern Conference, with Jalen Brunson and Karl Anthony Towns getting the nod, along with Cavalier star Donovan Mitchell, Boston's Jason Tatum, and Giannis Antetokounmpo of the Bucks. In the West, it's Steph Curry of the Warriors, Oklahoma City's Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Sun star Kevin Durant, LeBron James of the Lakers, and Nikola Jokic of the Nuggets. This year's All-Star Game will have a new feel, as it will be a four-team, three-game, one-night tournament. Three of the teams will consist of eight All-Stars apiece, while the fourth team will be the winner of the Castrol Rising Stars, a showcase between the top first and second year NBA players, along with G League stars. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Yeah, I'm really happy for SGA, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander there. I love the Thunder story. They are a great team. They've done phenomenal these past couple seasons. They were the one seed in the Western last year. I think I've made this comparison before, but I'm going to do it again. They kind of remind me of like the NBA equivalent to the Lions. The Lions were great. They were a team that you could, it was easy to root for because they were so fun to watch. Their chemistry was so great. They seemed so likable with their personalities and everything. And the Thunder are the exact same way. So I'm happy for them.
Question for you.
Yes.
Is there backups coming southbound on the 110 freeway heading to Cervantes Street?
Yeah, we do have some, we're dealing with some closures, it looks like, there still.
Because I just noticed that.
Yes, and thank you for reminding me, because that's, I think, the only thing we didn't mention on this traffic and weather update from a couple minutes ago. But yes, we do have some backups developing there, because there are still closures officially in that area. So don't learn that lesson the hard way. If you can get off of I-110 before you head towards downtown Pensacola, you might want to do that.
Maxwell Street. Yes. Exit would be a good one. And that's backing up. And so you might try Tahar.
Right.
Shooting that way.
Yeah.
Just a couple of options for you to maneuver this afternoon's Friday traffic and to keep that smile on your face. tennis players. You know, I had an opportunity in my younger buck days working for the Fox Network and doing work in Australia.
Right.
At the Sydney office down there. Love Australia. This time of year, of course, it's summertime. Probably in Sydney, it's about 95 degrees right now. Just a beautiful day. And what does that bring on in February this time of year annually? Well, if it's the men's singles finals of the Australian Open. Mm. Tennis in a lot of people's minds, and Jared Max has an update for us.
The men's final at the Australian Open will feature defending champ Jannik Sinner against Alexander Zverev, who advanced past 10-time champ Novak Djokovic, who retired after one set because of a torn muscle in his leg, and was booed by the crowd in Melbourne, which got a lesson in sportsmanship from Alexander Zverev.
Please, guys, don't boo a player when he goes out with injury. Novak Djokovic is somebody that has given the sport for the past 20 years absolutely everything of his life. He has won this turn with an abdominal tear. He has won this turn with a hamstring tear. If he cannot continue a tennis match, it really means that he cannot continue a tennis match. So please be respectful and really, really show some love for Novak as well.
Alexander Zverev into the final at the Australian Open versus Jannik Sinner. Jared Max, Fox News.
Yeah, they play that in Melbourne.
Mm, yeah. And as you said, it's I'm more of a team sports guy when it comes to my viewership as a personal fan, but tennis has some of the most outstanding athletes. I mean, it is such a fast-paced game. You know, a lot of people think it's kind of boring just sitting there watching, you know, the ball go back and forth. No, it is so much more than that. It is really thrilling.
Okay. Well,
endorsement of tennis.
You're absolutely right.
If you don't watch it, watch it.
And the problem that I have with reporting a lot of tennis matches, how to pronounce those names.
Yeah, that's where I struggle.
Let's just go for the media guys. We'll call them Fred and Ethel.
I can't pronounce half the streets in Pensacola. You think I'm going to pronounce those names? Come on.
All right, 444 News Radio 92.3. Real quickly here, new effort to recall Governor Gavin Newsom is underway in California. What does this make us third time around or so? Anyway, they're trying to do it to him again. CJ Papa has the latest on what's going on.
Voters in the Golden State could have yet another chance at delivering a pink slip to Governor Gavin Newsom. The group behind the latest effort, SavingCalifornia.vote, claim Newsom's mismanagement helped fuel the destructive and deadly L.A. County wildfires. Since 2019, there have been 8 attempts to send him packing from the state capitol in Sacramento. Newsom's office responding to the apparent recall push, saying he's focused on the fires, not politics. Newsom is in his second term and can't run again in California's 2026 general election. CJ Papa, Fox News.
You see, I was a little undershot that one, didn't I? I said 3 or so?
Yeah, you gave him benefit of the doubt. all right. 5 minutes ago, I said we'd get another quick check of the roads and weather in about 5 minutes. So if you do the math, we're right on cue. You're holding up your hand. Yes, Chris?
Who won the tickets?
Oh, Greg from Milton.
There, because I never heard who won those tickets.
Yes, he won a pair of tickets to the Celtic Angels. I believe those are the only tickets we're giving away today. But I'm sure we'll be giving away more next week. Heck, that's not until St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, after you get through with those people up in the front office, you're going to be giving you tickets like crazy.
Absolutely. Alrighty, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Let's see, looking at the roads here. We did have another texter asking, hey, what the heck's going on over in the Perdido area? And yeah, we don't have any confirmation of an accident, but there is some heavy backups going both east and west. coming from and heading towards Perdido Bay. So be on the lookout for that. And also we've got, I can only imagine, some runoff congestion bleeding onto Blue Angel Parkway if you're traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road. And of course, we just mentioned a few minutes ago, try to avoid traveling to downtown Pensacola on I-110 South, because there are still closures in that area. Maybe take the exit onto Tahar, as Chris said just a few moments ago.
Or Maxwell.
Yeah, sure. As for the weather, 52 degrees, low of 30 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 54, low of 43. Sunday, we're actually in the 60s, high of 62, low of 49.
I love it. Okay, if you go to the News Radio 92.3 website or our app, you will see this story that I assembled this afternoon for your enjoyment during this week's Icy Roadways and Dangerous Conditions. Numbers are out today. People like numbers. You know, they like to see how we can gauge things. Escambia County's EOC and first responders, get these numbers, responded to nearly 1,000 emergency calls from Tuesday to Thursday. Escambia Emergency Communications dispatched 960 calls for service throughout the county, including 568 medical services calls and 392 fire rescue calls. Now you know.
Alrighty. I mentioned that we would cover this earlier this hour, and I had to cut the story for time, but that's okay. Better late than never. The White House says deportation flights for illegal immigrants have started. In a post on X earlier today, Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt shared pictures of individuals being boarded onto military aircraft, and she said, quote, President Trump is sending a strong and clear message to the entire world. If you illegally entered the United States of America, you will face severe consequences, unquote. Trump campaigned on the promise of conducting the largest mass deportation operation in the country's history. Deportation flights happened under the Biden administration, but typically used civilian or commercial aircraft.
And how are they approaching this with Chicago and the Windy City residents here? Because the leadership in Chicago is actually giving instructions to the illegal immigrants on how to beat the system. I mean, who's...
I'm sure that'll snowball into something bigger.
I'm sure we'll hear more of that, but that's going on right now. I did see the pictures that they're talking about today.
Yeah.
The folks lined up in a single file line, getting on these big transport planes, Guatemala. Mm. And they would say to the people getting on those planes, well, here's the good news. The temperature is 90 degrees in Guatemala today. So you're going to get out of the ice. So you'll warm up a little bit.
Speaking of
Guatemala?
No. Goodness, no. Speaking of...
So you want to talk about Guatemala this afternoon.
Speaking of warming up, or at least people wanting to,
right.
Did have a texter dropping in letting us know, 98 from Blue Angel to Alabama still has a lot of really icy patches.
Good, thank you.
People are going like 3 miles per hour through them, so this may just be back up from that. If that is so, thank you very much for being safe
absolutely.
Out there.
Absolutely. You know, when I told you I did my 3-hour trek from the station to Gulf Breeze the other night in the middle of all that crazy weather, my probably top speed that whole trip, no more than 20 miles an hour.
Yeah.
The whole time.
And it took you quite a while.
3 hours.
Gosh. Yeah, hey, I tipped my cap.
And a lot of prayers later.
Yes. Absolutely.
I did that continuously on that trip. Let me tell you. Please, I won't do it again. I promise you I won't do it again. I'll take up Hoxine's offer to stay in the hotel. But no, man, I got to get home.
4:50 here.
You know what I mean?
No, I get you. Around this time every hour, we like to get you your Wall Street numbers. It's closing lower today as investors took profits to end an otherwise positive week. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 140 points to 44,424. S&P 500 fell 17 points to 61,01. And the NASDAQ dropped 99 points to 19,954. And Chris is pacing the floor.
No, I was just thinking about, you know, wouldn't it be nice to win a lot of bucks if you got all of, if you maybe were displaced or something like that. Well, don't forget about Mega Millions tonight. $28 million, $12.5 million. That is your cash option. And if that does not suffice your need to go out there and gamble, let me just tell you, Powerball tomorrow night, $46 million, $20.5 million. Saturday, 10 o'clock drawings, both of those events. And I say to you, play wisely and good luck to you.
100%.
Absolutely.
4:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, a new study finds blank could be making teenagers more aggressive and causing hallucinations. I fill in the blank after the break.
Red Bull.
And I'll tell you this, it's not Red Bull.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this. Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at David's Catfish House. David's Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
We all want to change Washington, but changing Washington starts right here in Northwest Florida. I'm Greg Merk, Republican for Congress. With a background in finance, I have a plan that will deliver President Trump his $2 trillion budget reduction target. It includes eliminating the useless climate spending, which costs taxpayers billions while strengthening our enemies. Truth is, the climate agenda is not about saving the planet. It's a global movement bent on fundamental change, control, and massive wealth redistribution. It's an attack on our sovereignty, our economy, and it's a threat to our national security. We live in the most military district in America. I served over 2 decades on active duty as a Navy pilot and an Air Force B-1 pilot with multiple tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. It's critical we send a combat-tested leader to Washington who understands the needs of our service members and retirees, and no one has more military experience in this race than me. Fact is, we have the plan, but we need the will. Send me to Washington, and not only will the people want it, they will demand it. It's time to send the Alpha to Washington. It's time to put Merk to work. I'm Greg Merk, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Greg Merk for Congress.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now. Back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Is that Eddie Money?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm going to give you a warning now. That ain't the last Eddie Money song we have.
But let me tell you, you know what his real name is? Eddie Maloney. I did a show with him in New Orleans over at the UNO Lakefront Arena one time. And it was part of the thing with MTV. They were over there shooting the behind the scenes. And they said, well, come on with us. So I went over there. And you know where we shot the whole segment?
Where's
in
that?
The men's room's urinals. It was quite exciting.
An intimate environment. Yeah, sure.
A little different. Hey, Toby Back concert. Were you expecting to go to it last night? It was supposed to be in town at the Bay Center. Postponed, of course, due to the wintry conditions. That show will now take place on March 13th. Your current tickets will be accepted. Now listen, if you're unable to attend the new show date, a refund can be requested from Ticketmaster through February 22nd.
All right.
I would have loved to have seen that show.
Yeah. But you know what? These people that are needing refunds or whatever have fair warning.
You know what I'm saying? I'm missing the doggone Irish show, the Irish dancer show.
Celtic Angels, yeah.
I'd love to have seen Toby Mac. You got all the connections around here. Where can I get these tickets?
Well, if you're a listener, you can get these tickets through our text line whenever I say a prompt. If you're Chris, I'm sure there's a warehouse or filing cabinet you can steal from. 4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, still have very heavy backups in the Perdido area. Highway 98 traveling both east and westbound, heading towards and coming from Perdido Bay. And we had a texter letting us know that there's a lot of ice still in that area, drivers being safe, so thank you very much for that. Also have some problems on Blue Angel Parkway, traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road, and we still have closures on I-110, and we've got some congestion traveling southbound towards downtown Pensacola, so you might want to take some exits, whether it be at Tahar or at Maxwell. As for the weather, 52 degrees, low of 30 tonight, tomorrow, high of 54, low of 43.
Okay, here's some city business I need to take care of. Sanitation services, of course, back on the roads today for their garbage collection. That goes on through tomorrow. Residents, here's what you need to do. You got to place those trash cans at the curb by like 9 a.m. in the morning. Just make sure you have them out there. City's going to resume normal sanitation services collections on Monday.
All right.
Take a break on Sunday, and then they pick it up. Then the city will delay enforcing paid parking downtown until 7 a.m. Thursday, January 30th. The delay will allow residents to safely retrieve and move their vehicles following this week's winter event. Other violations still will be enforced, and you must pay.
All righty.
I threw that last line in there.
Oh, yeah, it definitely sounded like that was...
I ad-libbed.
All right, mentioned this before the break. A new study finds smartphones, unsurprisingly, could be making teenagers more aggressive and causing hallucinations. The study from nonprofit Sapien Labs found that the younger a person is when they start using a smartphone, the more likely they are to develop psychological problems. A majority of teens polled in the U.S. and India, oddly enough, said they had feelings of hopelessness, guilt, anxiety, and unwanted strange thoughts. The study also found that the problems are more common with girls.
It's probably because the Indian, they have a lot of those customer service reps that answer the phones and process things over there.
That could be.
You know, and they got a bigger population to pool from.
Yeah, bigger sample base. Yeah,
absolutely. Okay, it is believed today North Korea is preparing more troops for Russia's war. This isn't going over very well in Washington. Jonathan Savage has more.
The latest analysis from South Korea's military suggests North Korean forces have suffered significant losses fighting for Russia against Ukraine, and Pyongyang is ready to send more soldiers to the front lines. The report talks of multiple casualties and captives. According to Western assessments, North Korea has deployed about 11,000 soldiers to support Russian forces. International estimates of those killed range from 300 to 4,000. South Korea also warns the North is planning to launch a spy satellite and test a new intercontinental ballistic missile. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Alrighty, and also wanted to let you know Target, latest big company to end its DEI programs. The Minneapolis-based retailer announced a decision in a memo to employees on Friday, and according to CNBC, the memo cited the importance of staying in step with the evolving landscape.
Okay, moving on out here. A new Fox News poll shows a majority of people support the former Surgeon General's push to add cancer warning labels on alcoholic beverages.
Poll says that about three quarters of respondents support putting these labels on bottles, yet more than half of respondents also said this is not going to cause them to drink less. The Surgeon General's advisory notes that alcohol is the third leading preventable cause of cancer in the country after tobacco and obesity. Still, when we asked people, we couldn't find many of those who said they'll change their lifestyle. Now, this is interesting because this did happen to tobacco products in the 1970s, and the American Lung Association found that between 1965 and 2022, tobacco use decreased by 73%.
Alrighty, you're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Coming up in about 12 minutes, Chris, who do we have?
We're going to have Amy Marquez from Pensacola Sports. It's all about the double bridge run. That happens 5:12 on News Radio 92.3.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.